Hello, everyone, and welcome into episode 9 of the University College Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brandon Apter, social media and marketing specialist for University College. We appreciate you tuning in. Just make sure that you're following all of the University College social media accounts. On Facebook, you can just search University College at Kennesaw State University, and you'll be able to give us a like and follow there. On Twitter and Instagram, we're on there at UC at KSU. That's the at sign, and then the letters UCATKSU. And make sure that you are subscribing to this podcast on iTunes, Google Play, also available on Stitcher and SoundCloud. Make sure to leave your 5-star reviews so we can get some more feedback on this show moving forward. So before we get into the guests for episode 9, just have a couple of things to go through in terms of announcements. First of all, we want to send a big congratulations out to Dr. Nirmal Trivedi, the Director of First Year Seminars in the Department of First Year and Transition Studies here at Kennesaw State. He's been honored with the Excellence in Teaching First Year Seminar Awards by the National Resource Center for the First Year Experience and Students in Transition. The award recognized Dr. Trivedi's outstanding work in teaching first-year seminars, and he'll receive the award at the 38th Annual Conference on the First-Year Experience in Las Vegas in February, and he will also be recognized in the Chronicle of Higher Education. Under the 4-year leadership of Dr. Nirmal Trivedi, this program, the First-Year Seminar, has refocused on 3 areas to help students be successful, which is student growth, purpose, and social belonging. If you want to know more about the first-year seminar program run at Kennesaw State, feel free to visit uc.kennesaw.edu, and then make sure to click on the First Year in Transition Studies under the Departments tab on the left side. And also, the first 2 episodes of the University College Podcast speak to students that just got into Kennesaw State University, got through their first semester, and gave their experiences of the first year seminar class, how it helped them adjust and everything. So if you are unable to listen to those, you can listen to those by going to SoundCloud, iTunes, or Google Play and subscribing to the podcast and finding those episodes there. Moving right along, since we're talking about the Department of First Year and Transition Studies, First Year and Transition Studies is also hosting some workshops during the spring semester. You know, financial issues are cited as one of the primary reasons that students drop out of college. And in an effort to increase student retention, the Department of First Year and Transition Studies, in collaboration with the Office of Financial Aid, is hosting this series of student financial literacy workshops during the spring semester. So the first workshop was on the HOPE Scholarship. And the next 2 workshops will focus on FAFSA on March 25th from 1:25 to 2:15 p.m. in University College Room 125. And then on April 18th, it'll be a budgeting workshop from 11 to 12:15 p.m. also in University College Room 125, the computer lab in UC. for more information on this, you can contact the Department of First Year and Transition Studies at fyts@kennesaw.edu. There's some great information from both the First Year and Transition Studies Department and Financial Aid. Oh, and there's also free pizza at these workshops. So, I mean, you don't want to miss out on that. Who would want to miss out on that? Just going into something university-wide here, if there are any prospective students listening, interested, looking around at colleges, and Kennesaw is a place you want to look, the next open houses on the Kennesaw campus are on Saturday, February 23rd at 9 a.m. and Saturday, March 23rd at 9 a.m. And the Marietta campus open houses are Saturday, March 2nd at 9 a.m. and Saturday, April 27th at 9 a.m. For more information or to register, visit kennesaw.edu/events.php. All right, now getting into our guests for episode 9 of the University College Podcast. This is going to be a fun series of episodes, really, as we'll be talking to a couple of students. But we're going to be diving into the First Year Global Fellows Program, and it's a very unique program and experience for new students at Kennesaw State. It offers first-year students the opportunity to fulfill many of their first-year curriculum requirements by spending 5 weeks the fall semester in Italy. University College and the Division of Global Affairs collaborate to create the Global Fellows Program. And as a Global Fellow, students spend the first 7 weeks of fall semester on campus and the second 5 weeks in Italy. The remaining 3 weeks of the semester are spent on campus for reflections and final exams. And obviously, this trip is designed to help prepare students to compete in the global market, develop international and national perspectives, and get a head start on your community civic and leadership training. Students also work with mentors to get the most out of the experience. So in episode 9, we speak with two people, Dr. Linda Lyons, who heads the program with University College and the Division of Global Affairs. So we're going to have her on first to speak about the program in a general sense, and then we'll have one of these students that just recently went on the trip this past fall, 2018, to give his experiences on the program and why it's beneficial for students really to go abroad and experience different cultures and the educational aspects of this trip that really benefits students now and down the line throughout their college career and professional career. So without further ado, I'm going to stop talking and we're going to jump right in to episode 9 of the University College Podcast. Enjoy. All right, welcome back into episode 9 of the University College Podcast. Right now I'm joined by Dr. Linda Lyons, Associate Professor and Director of Strategic Initiatives and First Year Global Fellows Program here with University College. Dr. Lyons, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. I know a lot of our conversations in the office deal with Marvel and DC superheroes, so it's nice to have you on here, not necessarily to talk Marvel and DC, but to learn more about one of the great programs offered here at Kennesaw State.
Absolutely.
So to start off, why don't you tell everybody, give everybody a background on kind of what the Global Fellows Program is at KSU?
Sure. Global Fellows is an interdisciplinary program that targets students to participate in a 5-week education abroad program to Italy during their first semester of their first year of college. The goal is to expose incoming first-year students to a collaborative learning process that develops cultural awareness, promotes academic success, and encourages participants to continue seeking education abroad opportunities here at KSU. Through a 3-phase education abroad learning process, in addition to their academic studies, students receive training and preparation for travel during the pre-departure stage. During the in-country stage, students are exposed to Italy's culture while visiting historical cities and many cities such as Rome, Florence, Orvieto, and Siena while living in Montepulciano's community. Basically giving students the opportunity to live independently during the 5 weeks abroad and to continue their classes at KSU's educational site in Montepulciano. Once they're back in the States, students go through a re-entry or what we call post-travel stage. Mm-hmm. This is when debrief sessions occur around their experience and students share reflections about the trip through their coursework as well as finishing the semester up with their final exams and projects.
Awesome. So I guess before we get into the history of it, how did you come to get involved with the Global Fellows Program?
That's a great question. I have been working in the area of multicultural education for a while now. My dissertation, research, and my passion is looking at how education abroad programs can strengthen intercultural competence for college students. When I first started in this particular venue, I was working with the PEGS program, and I was doing a lot of travel abroad to Brazil and helping them transition into another culture, which was phenomenal. And to have that opportunity here at Kennesaw was just a great learning process for myself, as well as strengthening my research and other publications and presentations that I've done in this area.
Right. Yeah, it's not bad to get a trip to Italy once a year, huh?
That's true.
So going into the history, when we talk about history, obviously your mind goes back thinking, you know, it might be a program that's 20 or 30 years old, but the Global Fellows Program is actually a pretty recent addition to the Kennesaw State slate. So can you give us a little background about how it started and how it's grown since then?
Sure. The program started in 2014, and it's through a partnership with the Division of Global Affairs and, of course, University College's first year and transition studies area. Marketing the program starts in the spring with a brochure and a letter from both the Dean of University College and the Vice Provost of Global Affairs. They share information in this literature about the program to those incoming first-year students. The face-to-face recruitment occurs during the summer orientation sessions and at the SOAR informational booths. On average, we recruit about 20 to 25 students, and then they go through steps for implementing the program in the fall semester. To date, there's only been 4 cohorts, so yes, the program is rather new and very young. But about 97 students have completed the program, and data collected indicate that out of the group, 74% of the participants are still enrolled at KSU, which really supports and strengthens recruitment, progression, and graduation rates. And 28 of these students are majoring in some type of international degree program.
Yeah, that's great. Now, having the opportunity to go overseas, especially in the first semester that you're in college, is quite the adjustment. I know I was originally talking to some of the students that we're going to talk to with you and other first-year students in general that have tough time just from high school to college in general, first time ever going away from home. So getting the opportunity to not only go away from home for the first time, but go to Italy is quite the experience. So how do you think the program benefits the students? Obviously, educationally is a big part of it, but socially, helping them fit in and stuff like that.
It is a big transition for them. It's a culture shock alone to come to college for the very first time. And here we are throwing them in the deep end of the pool by sending them to Italy for 5 weeks on their own. But there are a lot of benefits that these students gain from this type of experience. It helps them not only transition into campus life, but also into a new learning environment that allows participants to step out of their comfort zone. It demonstrates that shared learning capability with others that are going through this same process. And it also allows them to apply critical thinking skills and metacognition strategies to their self-development learning process. So students gain a sense of independence as well. They are responsible for managing their money, their time. They have to purchase their own meals and groceries. They learn how to navigate through a public transportation system, not just buses, but also through trains. And they have to keep their apartments in order, as well as doing their own laundry.
I know these that's always a challenge. Yeah, that's always a challenge. Still having a challenge doing that.
Absolutely. And I know that this seems like some of the things that college students should be doing. But when you're out of your comfort zone in a totally different environment, doing these things are magnified. You know, you're somewhat forced to have these things done.
Yeah. So when the students go over to Italy, it's what they spend 7 weeks at KSU to start, and then they go 5 weeks in Italy, and then they come back. So I know we kind of kept in touch during the most recent cohort in fall 2018. And I got to see some of the events that they participated in and some of the things they did in Italy. But what specifically types of programs and classes do the students go through when they're over there in Italy?
Okay, first off, this is a learning community. So the students gain 12 credit hours towards the general education requirements. So they're taking the first year seminar, English composition, and introduction courses such as wellness and art history. In preparing the students for the program, We also visit the KSU farm and participate in a cooking demonstration here on campus. Mm-hmm. This is aligned with their visit to a farm in Tuscany and the cooking lessons that they take over there in Montepulciano, which gives them the opportunity to make a comparison between the two activities. In addition, the students take language lessons where they learn basic Italian phrases. And there are lectures, of course, being conducted when they visit historical sites such as the Colosseum in Rome, the Duomo in Florence, and of course, St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City.
Yeah, definitely a large variety of things that students get to do when they go over there. Before we go on to talk about what kind of those students are up to now, and I know majority of them are still in school, where can people find more information about the Global Fellows Program if they're an incoming student or have just applied to KSU and don't know how much about it? How can they get more information or perhaps even apply?
Okay, well, we do have a description on the University College's website, mm-hmm. but they can also go to the Division of Global Affairs website and look under the portion that indicates all the study abroad programs that are conducted here at KSU. I'm more than happy to answer any specific questions. We do have an email designated for the program, which is globalfellows@kennesaw.edu.
Okay, awesome. Well, before we let you go, if you could just let us know how some of the students that went on some of the cohorts are doing now in school. You mentioned a lot of them, or the vast majority of them, are doing degrees in some sort of international aspect of work. So,
Again, as we said earlier, it is a young program. Students in our first cohort are just reaching their senior year at Kennesaw, but many have expressed to me that they intend to graduate and go to graduate school, some here at KSU. They want to seek employment in their field of study, and one is considering going in working with the Peace Corps. During their tenure here at Kennesaw, many of the Global Fellows have received international internships, have continued to participate with other KSU educational abroad programs, and one of our students went back to Montepulciano one summer to work with the site manager, Ken Hill. You know, this program garners a lot of benefits for both the students, our college, and KSU. It is a resume builder. Employers want to hire those college graduates who have developed intercultural competence and have been exposed to other cultures. Education abroad programs, such as the First Year Global Fellows Program, provides participants those credentials, as well as give them the confidence to be the ideal employee that these employers are seeking. It also shows that some people are very hesitant because they see it as a risk. But if administered correctly and identifying the right type of student for this form of learning, it can be very rewarding. It is an experience for participants, and it demonstrates that the school has an investment in our students' academic success and their personal development.
Yeah, well, overall, it sounds like a really, really beneficial program, and we cannot wait to hear about it more with regard to the experiences that the student has. We are talking to three of the most recent cohort of students over the next few episodes of the podcast. So, Dr. Lyons, appreciate you coming on to give us a little more background, and we'll hopefully talk to you a little bit more down the line, maybe if we have a Marvel and DC themed podcast episode.
That sounds awesome. Again, thank you for this opportunity. And I know that I come with the lens from a faculty perspective, but I'm sure the students will elaborate on their experience and really share the wealth of new knowledge that they gained from this program.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks again. Grazie mille.
Now that you've learned a little bit more about the program, we're going to talk to freshman student Garrett Davis about his experiences during the Global Fellows Program in Italy this past semester.
All right, we're back into the second segment of episode 9 of the University College Podcast, and I'm now joined by freshman business finance major Garrett Davis. Garrett, thanks for taking some time to chat with us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So Garrett, you were a participant of the most recent cohort of the Global Fellows program that went over to Italy in the fall semester of 2018. We'll get into that a little bit, the experience, but why don't we learn a little bit more about you to start, where you're from and how did you end up at Kennesaw State University?
Yeah, well, I'm from the Dallas Ackworth area. I went to North Paulding High School. And so I had always, you know, known about Kennesaw State being in the area. But I just, my senior year, I had really decided I wanted to go here. And because I really liked the business school, I liked Coles College, I've heard great things, so...
Awesome. Now the whole process of going from high school to college is a little difficult. Assume other than Kennesaw, you probably had some other schools that you were looking at, but what specifically, I guess you mentioned the business school, what specifically about Kennesaw and the atmosphere kind of stuck out to you when you came here?
Probably I would say it's close to my house and I knew I wanted to be, because I'm staying at home with my parents, I decided that we have a good relationship. So
saves money on rent, too.
Oh, yeah, so much money. And so I wanted, so that, and again, the Coles College is awesome. And, you know, I just like it here.
Yeah, good atmosphere.
Good atmosphere.
So going into the first stages of the Global Fellows Program, you know, already I mentioned the transition from high school to college is difficult for some.
Yeah.
Some people move away from school or move away from home for the first time. You mentioned that you're staying at home, but it's their first, like, out-of-home experience that's difficult. But you start off college, and you get to spend some of that first semester in Italy. When did you find out about the Global Fellows Program, and what kind of encouraged you to apply?
So I first figured it out about the program when I got a flyer in the mail. This was my spring semester of senior year
in high school.
So and I looked it over. I thought it was kind of awesome. I was like, oh, this is cool, you know. And go to Italy, your first year and everything.
Not a bad deal.
No, and the price was really good. And but I never really saw myself doing that.
Yeah.
So, my mom was kind of the person that was like, Garrett, you should think about this. Like, you know, you should consider this. And so I thought about it and we decided over the summer and I applied.
Yeah, so after you applied, obviously, you got accepted, and the way that the program works is you spend 7 weeks at KSU, 5 weeks in Italy, and then you come back for finals. Yay.
Yes.
Sounds like a bit of a whirlwind of a first semester.
Yeah.
So what was the process for you in terms of preparing for the trip, you know, before you went, and what sort of, like, workshops and things they had to prepare you?
So they had a lot of team building, and because you're thrown together with, you know, it was 16 or 17 of us.
Right.
We don't know each other. And so, you know, and it's your first semester, and you're kind of scared. You don't know anyone, you know, especially in this group. So we went, we did some activities at the YMCA over Woodstock, I think. So, yeah, we did team building and stuff like that so we could have some cohesion and stuff like that. So, but, yeah, it was an adjustment and mentally preparing, you know, the trip over there because I had never been to Europe.
Overseas at all?
I've been on cruises and stuff.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's like, do you really count that? You know?
Yeah, I've gone on a couple cruises, and then I went over to Ireland when I was in college, and it's just a completely
different culture.
Different.
Yeah. So this was my first real experience. So it was a lot of mental preparement, you know, for...
So going from the preparation to actually the trip itself... why don't we hit on the educational aspect of it? Obviously, learning about different cultures. The classes are similar to what first semester KSU students take with the seminar. and just what it was like kind of seeing the different landmarks and learning about the culture over there.
Yeah. So it was, yeah, very different, especially because our classrooms were in the renovated fort in Montepulciano.
Yeah.
So it was, it's really cool because for our art and society class, like here on campus, you just watch the slides and,
yeah,
you know, you can't really see the art, but we actually got to see, you know, we would talk about it in the classroom and then we would go and see it the next day on a tour. That was just really cool.
It brings a little more meaning to it.
Yeah, more meaning, and yeah, you get, you know, backstories and that you would never know in the classroom. So that was really cool, thing, you know, to do this program. But, what else?
So there's so much.
Yeah, it's, it really is. It's, there's so much that happened. But yeah, I liked the whole, just being in the renovated fort.
Yeah.
Geared towards KSU. And, you know, you're sitting in class and you're writing an essay, but you look out the window and you see the landscape of Tuscany.
Yeah.
And all that. That was just, you won't ever get that again.
It's something you know? You probably have to look out and double take a bunch of times.
Yeah, there was times I would just think, Garrett, like, soak this in. And you don't, when, you know, you probably won't get this again.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, it was really cool.
No, obviously the educational aspect is what we like to harp on for a little bit, but there's, you know, the social aspect, you know, getting to meet new students, you know, really getting to be a part of a group of people your first semester, you know, if you don't have friends, it helps you become closer with a group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about kind of the social aspect of the trip, kind of with the students that you went there with and the community.
Yeah, well, it first started with the professors making us, like, interact. Because the first 2 weeks on campus, you know, we were shy. But we really,
nothing an icebreaker can't get rid of, right?
Right. So we did, so after the team building exercises and stuff, we really got to know each other. And so it was really cool. So we would have, you know, four classes, 4 days out of the week, in the mornings we'd have class, and then after that we would just go find a restaurant in town, have some Italian food.
Yeah.
And it was really cool because there's not a lot of us, so there's not really one group where you don't make like a group of friends. You're really interacting with everyone because you know, there's not that many of us.
Right.
So, it was just, I don't know, it was really fun. There was so many things, you know, for us to do.
Was there a specific part? I know Italy has a lot of history, you know, whether it's the Colosseums or something else that you enjoyed, like, seeing the most, like something like maybe that you thought about before you went on the trip and then you actually saw it and you were just like, okay, this is awesome.
I would say probably the Statue of David.
Okay.
In Florence, Italy. That was because you see David like in every textbook or just in pictures.
Yeah.
And then I don't know, seeing it, Michelangelo, you know, like, oh my gosh. That was eye opening. That was really
cool. It was
cool.
Like a moment that you just never thought that would happen. And you're just,
you
all
know,
of
what?
A sudden standing there.
Yeah. maybe even more than that in Rome, the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah.
What was it? The Creation of Adam and stuff. I mean, I've always seen that in people's houses and stuff.
Yeah.
And then seeing it, I'm like, oh my gosh. And you can't take pictures.
It's nothing like the other people's houses.
No, nothing like it.
So there's the history of Italy. What about the food scene? You know, who doesn't like Italian food?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
So that's really probably 50% of why I wanted to go. Like, I am a foodie and I love food. So that was so much fun. And doing the cooking classes.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
What did you guys cook in the classes?
It's called Peachy, and that's their homemade, like, pasta.
Okay.
So we rolled the dough and rolled the noodles, like, each noodle one by one.
Oh, so not even having those, like,
no
machines to help cut them. Wow.
Yeah, so we... it was really cool. So there's like five of us, and we're each rolling out the individual noodles. That takes an hour, but we got to chat and learn from the Italian people who were doing it with us. So that was a lot of fun. It was so good, and it's like it was three or four courses.
You never realize how good pasta tastes, homemade, just made from the dough, until you actually have it, because it's like you can't really go back to the box.
But it was so simple.
Yeah,
it was like
flour, water. Eggs.
I don't think we did eggs, and dipped it in like corn starch or cornmeal or something. Really simple, but it's so good. And yes, the pasta and the lasagna, that was everywhere.
Yeah,
that was all over the place.
What about pizza?
Yes, the pizza. And so like pizza, everybody else in the group was really into the pizza. Yeah. I mean, I liked it, but I would say for me it was more the pasta.
The pasta, yeah.
The pastas.
Yeah, I guess you probably don't need a lot of carbs until the next year or so.
Yeah.
So going a little further into the trip, you experience the history, the food and everything. Then you return to campus for finals and reflection. Mm-hmm. So I guess looking back on it as a whole, how do you think it's helped you as a student, and how do you think it's going to help you moving forward in your college career?
Well, it really just showed me I can, whatever I put my mind to, I can accomplish anything, because that was just going over there was real. It was a stretch for me. And so that it gave me a big confidence boost as a student. But it's given me opportunities like an internship. 2 weeks ago, I landed an internship in the Dorsey Austin Realtors.
Oh, okay.
So it's really cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But they were just so impressed by Italy and what I did there, and that I was a freshman doing that in the first place. They couldn't believe that. And that's not necessarily probably why they hired me.
Yeah.
But I know it was probably a huge reason, because they still talk about it.
Yeah. So I mean, when you talk about, like, you can hear it in your voice now, when you go there and you're passionate about that, and then you go take that into other aspects of life, whether it's internship interviews or anything else, it just kind of exudes from there.
It does, yeah. It's the opportunities it'll give you, and it makes you more, when you're trying to sell yourself, to somebody or an employer, you're going to win if you have that.
It gives you something else to talk about. It's not just like, I'm really good with Microsoft Excel.
Exactly. Yeah. They want to know that you have
real life experience.
Real life experience. Exactly.
Yeah. So looking back on the trip now, what would you tell other students that are thinking of applying, the main benefits of the program? I know, incoming students get a flyer in the mail.
Yeah.
They might be thinking what you thought, like, this is cool, but, I'm probably not going to be able to do this.
Exactly. Well, I would say you're already going to college. You're out of high school. And so this is your next chapter. So do something that will, you're not going to grow if you're, if you're comfortable, you're not going to grow. So get uncomfortable a little bit and take a chance on something like studying abroad. Just, be spontaneous.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. And it, all the benefits were amazing.
Now, aside from the obvious challenges of being the first semester overseas and that transition, what sort of challenges did the program present you, and maybe how did you overcome some of those?
Challenges would be really probably things like the language over there.
Yeah.
And, interact, because, you're with locals, and, every day you have to interact with locals if, you want something to eat or something, But I think just not being nervous or scared, and don't be afraid of getting embarrassed if you say something wrong, in Italian, because the locals know you're a student, and they like want to help you, and they like helping you with the language. So things like that, were uncomfortable and, hard to deal with when you don't know how to say, can I have that coffee? and yeah. how much is it?
Do you know how to say that now?
Gosh.
I feel like a parent. Like my parents at like the table would be like, tell us something you learned today in German. And I'm just like, I don't know.
Well, I would just say un café, you know, a coffee.
Yeah.
And they know what you mean or I don't, yeah.
Yeah. So. Just say, yeah, well, cool. So one of the last questions I have for you, you talked about how you had the team building and everything like that. I know there was a session or two where you had members from previous cohorts kind of talk to you guys about how to prepare, but how did the faculty and previous participants and even like the in-country partners help you out throughout the trip?
Yeah. Well, they helped us out really because they had went and had experience. So, you know, the past students were that spoke to us before we left were great because we could, you know, sometimes you don't want to ask your professor, you know, a question because, you know, they're a professor and we're students and, you know, we do things a little differently. So, I don't know. It was really good to speak with those past students on, you know, just on questions and, the on-site people like, Ken Hill, he's the on-site manager at Montepulciano. He's not necessarily your, academic teacher. So he's a good guy to go to, you know, about, you know, if it's about Euros, you know, you're confused about Euros or something.
Yeah. I always found it difficult when I was over there, Euros, since it's more coins than bills, you feel like you're spending less than you really are.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. And I used a lot of coins.
€5 at least feels like 50 cents. You know?
Right. Well, it was weird because I don't use coins here much, ever. I mean, sometimes, but like I was always using coins there. So that, I mean, that was really cool.
Yeah.
And I brought some back home with me.
Yeah. So. It's always good to have that stuff as kind of collectors or souvenir or anything like that. Well, Garrett, we do appreciate you taking some time to chat with us here. And if you're listening and want to know more information about the student programs, study abroad and the first year global fellows program, you can head to dga.kennesaw.edu/ksu in Tuscany/students.php. That's pretty long. So you can probably just go to dga.kennesaw.edu and find out more on the programs there. And Garrett, hopefully we'll talk to you a little bit down the line when you're a junior or senior and be able to see how your college journey is going then.
Yes.
Thanks again for coming on.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thanks again for tuning in to Episode 9 of the University College Podcast. We'll see you next time for Episode 10.